Well, hey beauties and gents, what's going on people? How are we doing? What's popping? What's happening? I hope we're good. I hope we're jiggy. I hope we're blessed, like we always agree on this board. If you are just joining us for the very first time, welcome to the ENA's podcast. And if you're a returning listener, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm super, super grateful to having you around. My name is Ella and I'm your host. Yes, you're welcome to day 6 of the 30-day podcast challenge with Ella. God has indeed been faithful, because what? I've had so many setbacks in the past 2 days. If you noticed, I haven't been able to post as much in terms of alerting people that, you know, an episode is out like I was doing initially. And that is because my phone has been giving me issues. Like, you know how everything just wants you to stop and just give up, but nah. We're going to keep persisting and we're going to keep pushing. And by God's grace, I know that we're going to see this through till the very end. Now, that being said, today is day 6. And we're talking about the 5th pillar of growth, which is financial literacy. And majorly growing financially, like financial growth. And now, according to personal experience, notes, personal experience, this is not a proven fact. So don't go quoting me and saying I said this is according to what I have seen so far in my little or big years of personal experience with money. I can tell you some facts about money. And remember, we're going to be diving into more into the economy and Nigeria or Nigerian economy next week. So we're just going to sort of brush up or give, you know, this little fact about money. So there's some things that I need you to understand about money, according to my personal experience. I remember one of my moms, she says something. She used to say money can be likened to a tap. You on the tap, it gushes out, and when it runs dry, there's no refill. Imagine your water system in the house. So you don't pump water in the big tank and then you expect water to run in the house. It's not possible. So you have to ensure that you pump water in the big tank before water could get to the house. And even if water gets to the house, it could still get exhausted. As big as the tank is, that water can still get exhausted if not refilled. So note, that's the first fact about money. Money can be likened to a tap that gushes out. And once there's no refill, it dries out. And once it dries out, that's when you get agitated and worried and crazy about. The second fact about money, according to my experience, is you need money to make money. You have to use money to make more money. So yeah, you need enough money. You need money to make money. That's just what you should know. And then the third fact is money is never a means to an end. Money is definitely not the end of the world. You not getting money or you getting money is not... I know people are going to attack me for this, but it's not all there is to life. Like, there's more. There's the fact that you are breathing. The reason why I said money is not a means to an end, because people tend to go and do unnecessary things in the name of looking for money. Things that they're not supposed to do, or things that their values don't align to normally. And the reason is that I need money. You will not understand. My parents are suffering. This one is suffering. And honestly, I feel you. But what if I tell you that you could actually make it the right way without necessarily jeopardizing your values, jeopardizing your self and, you know, putting your ethics and what you are, who you are, on the line just because you want to make money. So it's never a means to an end. There's, remember that people have money in this life and they don't have peace in their homes. They don't have, their children are crazy. They are like, there's no peace in the family. Every time they are having heart attacks and stroke, but they have all the money in the world. So it doesn't equate to the peace of mind you're going to get. It doesn't equate to the happiness you're going to get with your little and the little that you can, the little you have with family. So let's get to understand that money is never a means to an end. The third fact about money is givers never lack. And I'm saying this from a good experience. God has a way of rewarding givers that give genuinely. Now, there are givers that give as hypocrites, people that give to show, people that give. There are different reasons people give, but genuine givers never lack. Note that. So, givers never lack. But be very careful how you give and who you give. Be very careful in your giving. Be wise in your giving. Learn to say no in your giving. Learn to teach how to fish than give fish. Even though many people want both, but at the end of the day, don't value anyone. So yes, givers never lack. The fourth is fifth, actually, is money has a power behind it. This one, people might agree with me, people might not agree with me, but this is just personal experience. Money has a power behind it, but you control who you give the power to. It's either you give it to yourself, or you give it to God, or you give it to the devil. Now, you have to be wise. Do not be deceived. To propagate lies, you need money. To propagate truth, you need money. So, whether or not, either which way, money is involved. But then you decide the power with which you control the money. Because the money is in your hand. The money is not in God's hand. The money is not in the devil's hand. It's in your hand. So you decide who you give the power to. Be wise about it. Because who you give the power to control the money does a lot eventually. So, be wise. The sixth thing here is money changes people. And take it or leave it, this is a big fact. Have you ever thought of the reason why God hasn't placed that 10 billion naira in your hand, or that 100,000 billion naira in your hand, or dollars rather? It's because the little he is giving you right now, you can't even manage it properly. You can't even do the needful. You have not been able to use the money. You're already popping shoulder. You have chocolate something and you're not coming to church anymore. Nobody sees you again. Forget church. You have small money and, you know, you begin to talk about it and brag about it. It's just small money. It's small money. Money changes people. It does. So you have to be very careful. If God placed or gave you the opportunity to be blessed with so much of it, be very, very prudent, be very judicious. Know the reason why you have the money in the first place. Now, that when you look at people that don't earn their money the right way, or people that literally just don't probably deserve the money, if you notice how they spend it like mad people. They spend it like people that are crazy, because they don't even know how it came, how it goes. They don't understand these little principles that money flows by. And so it enters their hand and then they just squander it, and there's no plan for generations. There's no plan for the future. There's no plan for their own legacy. The only plan is for your selfish reasons at the very moment. So, yeah, money changes people. The very last fact from personal experience that, you know, of money is when you're grateful for the little, you would appreciate and mindfully know the worth of the big. Contentment is key when it comes to wealth and money. You can never, ever, 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 ever have enough money for you. See, ask the richest man right now. He still wants more money. I bet you. He still wants more money. So you can never ever have enough money for you. But contentment is everything. Being comfortable and grateful, not comfortable now, but being grateful with the little you have, and using the little you have to propagate big things, is very, very important. So you would, if you're grateful for the little you have, you would be able to appreciate better anything that comes into your hands. You'd be able to know how to properly manage that anything that comes into your hand. So yes, learn to have a grateful heart. If you don't know how, you could go ahead and listen to the episode about gratitude down. Just learn to be grateful. With that being said, there's a little secret, a little something that I want to share. Remember, the reason why I'm not saying so much is because we're going to be having a whole week of talk about money next week, by God's grace. So next week is tomorrow. So yeah, but we're going to be having a whole discussion about that. So I just want to give this highlights of what to expect. One secret of wealthy people, because there's a difference between rich and there's a difference between rich and being wealthy. Being rich and being wealthy. Being rich, let me tell you my own definition of the difference. Being rich is simply you having so much money in your account that it doesn't affect lives. So much money in your account that it's nobody's business. Like, there's no give back to society. There's absolutely nothing you do with the money. You have so much money in your account, but your generation could probably be cursed for life. That's being rich. You just have the money in your account and it's useless. At the end of the day, the banks use your money for you. Most times, most rich people die and their families are not even aware that they have so much money stashed up in the bank. That is rich. But being wealthy is when you have the money, good, and you use it to affect lives. you also use that money to propagate people, to boost people, to help people in your own little capacity. Nobody is saying you must do one or build a whole school for the community or whatever. No. Capacity building. How have you brought people up? How have you taught people to fish? And then you also have peace of mind in your home. You don't have to go haywire. You don't have to go helter-skelter. You don't have to go from one juju priest to the other looking for how to hide. You don't have to be scared about kidnappers. Why? Because you know that you are wealthy. Not in the money, not in the physical cash now, but you're wealthy as a person. You're wealthy as what you have given back. And don't get me wrong, these things speak for you. It speaks for you eventually. If it doesn't speak for you, it will speak for your children and your children's children. The little seeds that we sow today, we should bear in mind that it's not only for us. If at all we are going to have people that are going to carry our blood or people that are going to bear our name, then you must lay the right foundation and you must sow the right seeds. So yes, the secret that I wanted to share about money is something that you are supposed to pay to listen to or to hear. But don't worry, I'll give it to you for free. People spend money to make more money. Listen. Now, remember we talked about how your net work is your net worth, right? Yesterday. Now, hear me out. So, think about it. Why do you think people want to live in comfortable estates? Or, forget about the estates. People pay so much to go to some certain places. For instance, a high subscription gym membership, for instance, or a good fancy restaurant. Most times it's not because they have the money to squander, but because of the relationships that they are going to build from such places. Or people that send their children to schools, like top schools, even when they don't have the money, they will look for means to make the money and make sure that their children goes to one of the, not necessarily the best, but the school that they would mingle with like minds. Why? Because money has something to do with the mind. The psychology of money. Now, I'm not a psychologist, so I can't really give you in total wordings now. But what I know is money has a lot to do with the mind. There is a mindset that attracts money, and there is a mindset that repels money. That's the poverty mentality and the right mindset for money. So these are more is what we're going to be discussing next week. I'm talking about how we can build the right mindset for money to actually attract money. Because eventually money can be attracted, yes. So, yeah. That's what I wanted to share with you. Now, okay, before I go, this, for instance, let me just go, going back to that statement I made, there's a point I missed. So now, these people that you go to the gym, for instance, let's use the gym now, right? So you pay this 20 or 30K subscription just because you want to go to the gym. Now you go to the gym and then you meet one or two persons in that gym that are prioritizing their health or prioritizing their life, basically, because your health is your life. in that place. And you make one or two contacts. Oh, hey, you're into this. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you that what you do? Okay, yes. And then you've built your network from there. And who knows, that person could just be the one that would help you push a business proposal or push something. And that is how money is made and circulated most times. And these people literally just want to live their simple lives, quiet, no noise, just being productive as little as they can. And believe me when I say, mindsets rubs off on each other. Why do you think the Bible said iron sharpeneth iron? Or why? No, not Bible. Forget Bible now. Why or how does iron sharpen iron? It's the mind. When you're in the space of the right minds, you'll be gingered to be better. That is where the power of association comes in. And so, yeah. I know that you're thinking like, okay, maybe I had the opportunity, or she doesn't know what she's talking about. You don't understand. If you grew up in the village and you didn't have... We see tomorrow. That's all I can tell you. We see tomorrow. Because we're going to be talking about the mindset and knowing your purpose. And that might bring you to understand where I'm coming from. I don't want to know your background. You don't know my own background. You don't know my own story. So I really don't want to know where you're coming from. You have the power in your hand to change that narrative. So, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to the end. If you did, I am super, super grateful for you stopping by. Oh, it's been an amazing one, I won't lie. We thank God for how he's been helping so far. And yes, please do well to share, like, subscribe. And with all that being said, I'll see you next week. That is tomorrow, where we'll be discussing personal values and purpose. So yes, love you all. Don't forget to stay jiggy, stay blessed, and catch you tomorrow. Bye for now.